ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततोचयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती निष्ठकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 23 The Brahmana's Wives Bliss, Text 10 and 11. Desha, Kala, Prithagdravyam, Mantra Tantror, Vijoknaya, देवता यजमानश्च क्रतुर्धर्मश्च यन्मया तं ब्रह्म परमं साक्षात् भगवन्तमधोक्षजम् मनुष्यदृष्ट्या दुष्प्रज्ञा मर्त्यात्मानो न मे निरे। देशाकालं पृथक् द्रव्यं मन्त्रतन्त्रोर्द्विजोग्नया देवता यजमानश्च क्रतुर्धर्मश्च यन्मया तं ब्रह्म परमं साक्षात् भगवन्तम् अधोक्षजम् मनुष्यदृष्ट्या दृष्प्रज्ञा मर्त्यात्मानो न मे निरे। देशकाला पृथक् द्रव्यम् मन्त्रतन्त्रर्द्विजोग्नया देवता यजमानश्च क्रतुर्धर्मश्च यन्मया तं ब्रह्म परमं साक्षात् भगवन्तम् अधोक्षजम् मनुष्यदृष्ट्या दृष्प्रज्ञा मर्त्यात्मानो न मे निरे। देशकाला पृथक् द्रव्यम् मन्त्रतन्त्रर्द्विजोग्नया देवता यजमानश्च क्रतुर्धर्मश्च यन्मया तं ब्रह्म परमं साक्षात् भगवन्तम् अधोक्षजम् मनुष्यदृष्ट्या दृष्प्रज्ञा मर्त्यात्मानो न मे निरे। Ladies, word by word meaning, desha, the place, kala, time, prithak dravyam, particular items of paraphernalia, mantra, Vedic hymns, tantra, prescribed rituals, Ritvija, priest, Agnaya, sacrificial fires, Devata, the presiding demigods, Yajamana, the performer of the sacrifice, Cha, and Kratu, the offering, Dharma, the invisible power of fruitive results, Cha, and Yat, home, Maya, constituting, Tam, him, Brahma Paramam, the Supreme Absolute Truth, Sakshat, directly manifest, Bhagavantam, the personality of Godhead, Adhokshajam, who is transcendental to material senses, Manushadrushtya, seeing him as an ordinary man, Dushpradnya, perverted in their intelligence, Martya Atmana, falsely identifying themselves with the material body, Namenire, they did not properly honor. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Translation: although the ingredients of sacrificial performances, the place, time, particular paraphernalia, mantras, rituals, priest, fires, demigods, performer, offering, and the as yet unseen beneficial results are all simply aspects of his opulences. The Brahmanas saw Lord Krishna as an ordinary human because of their perverted intelligence. They failed to recognize that he is the Supreme Absolute Truth, the directly manifest personality of Godhead, whom the material senses cannot ordinarily perceive. Thus bewildered by their false identification with the mortal body, they did not show him proper respect. Purport: the ritualistic Brahmanas could not understand why the sacrificial food should be offered to Lord Krishna, whom they consider an ordinary human being. Just as a person with rose-colored glasses sees the entire world as rose-colored, a conditioned soul with mundane vision sees even God Himself as mundane, and thus loses the opportunity to go back home, back to God. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashchatya Deshatarani Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratishe Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Besha Krupa Sindhu Bhayevacha Nibhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama राम राम हरे 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 कृष्ण. सो इन दिस वर्स वी कैन सी दैट हाउ दिस ब्राह्मणस यज्ञ ब्राह्मणस they were performing this sacrifice yagya, and they were engaged into so many rituals, mantra, tantra, dravyam. It is explained all these paraphernalia they had gathered, and they were chanting mantras and performing rituals. And the success of yagya, any yagya, is to please the Supreme Lord, Vishnu. Yagyo vai Vishnu. Yagyarthat karmanam yatra, lokoyam karma bandhana. तदर्थम कर्म कौंथेय मुक्त संग समाचर. लॉर्ड कृष्ण एक्सप्लेन्स हिमसेल्फ इन भगवद गीता दैट वर्क डन एज अ सैक्रिफाइस फॉर मी हैज टू बी परफॉर्म राइट. अन्यत्र कर्म बंधन, अदरवाइज इट इज बॉन्डेज इन दिस मेटल वर्ल्ड. सो here these Ramanas were engaged into these activities of performing yagya, and the ultimate purpose of that was to please the Supreme Lord. Although they were performing to elevate themselves to the heavenly planets, right? That was their purpose, so that people gradually elevate themselves, because some people, they do not have any understanding what is the goal of life. So by performing such kind of yagya, at least they will get some benefit. Chant the names of the Lord, Om Keshavaya Nam, Om Narayanam. In that way they will keep chanting the names, and by those repeated chanting they will get some purification. And in that way they will derive a lot of pious credits. And gradually they will be elevated to the heavenly planet, where they will have a long lifespan. They can enjoy for thousands of years. But ultimately again when that gets over, Kshine Punya Martha Lokam Vishanti, they have to fall down again in this mortal world. So that is temporary. But the ultimate purpose is to please the Supreme Lord Vishnu. It is not, although demigods may get their credits, their benefits, their share, but the ultimate Yajnapati is the Supreme Lord. Sahyagya Praja Srishtur Puravacha Prajapati. Lord Krishna is saying himself, as he is the ultimate beneficiary. Bhukta Ram Yagya Tapasam. So Lord Krishna in the beginning of chapter 3 is explaining the importance of the sacrifices, yagyas. And Srila Prabhupada explains that how even to survive in this material world, right, we need to perform sacrifices, yagyas. And what we need to survive in this material world, food grains, right, we need grains, milk products, those things we need, sunshine, to survive. And all these is supplied by the Supreme Lord, right? And behind his rituals or yajnas, there is a complete science. One may think that somebody is just offering some ahuti, some swaha, and some grains are offered. The way we should offer also is explained. We should offer like this, like that. So many methods are there, but ultimate purpose is to please the Lord. And behind this, all these rituals is a complete science. And there are different demigods who accept those offerings, and when they are pleased, they will supply the rains and grains. So Lord Krishna explains that when you please a demigod, Devan Bhavatanena Te Deva Bhavayantuva Parasparam Bhavayanta, that when the demigods are pleased, they will supply all the basic necessities. And then we'll be able to live happily in this material world. Because you want to live happily in this material world, one needs the basic things, right? Srila Prabhupada explains that one cannot live by eating nuts and bolts, right? That may be manufactured in the companies, but that will not fill our belly. We cannot survive on that. And even somebody is eating meat, non-vegetarian, even for him also, animals, they survive on grains or the grass and vegetables. If we do not have that for them, then even they cannot survive. And all these basic things are supplied by the Mother Nature, or behind that there are different demigods in charge of various necessities. They are supplying all those things. And as long as one has pious credits, one will get. And if the pious credits are over, then one may not get. Even he may be a rich person, but if he is inflicted with some disease, he cannot eat properly. His pious credits are over. So therefore, even to survive in this material world, one needs to please the demigods. And that is one aspect. And the other aspect of performing sacrifices is to ultimately please the Supreme Lord. That is the ultimate purpose. Otherwise, it becomes a ritual. We are performing so many activities, but if the ultimate goal we are not attaining, then it is explained that shrama eva hi kevalam, that one is not able to please the Supreme Lord, ante narayana smriti, then it is shrama eva hi kevalam, it is just endeavor, hard struggle. So therefore, while performing one's daily activities, or even in temple devotional activities, one should know that the ultimate purpose is to please the Supreme Lord. One should not lose the focus. So that is very, very important. And therefore, Lord Krishna in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita is explaining that how this is a complete cycle. And there is a science behind this, performing these yajnas and ultimately pleasing the Supreme Lord. And one gets grains. And grains are produced because of rains. And rains are produced because of yajñas, sacrifices. And yajñas are, one is able to do yajñas because of purified activities. And in that way, one should be able to live happily. So, here these brahmanas, they were performing this sacrifice. And they had achieved the ultimate success of their sacrifice. That Supreme Lord Himself had sent His friends, bona fide representatives, to ask for the food they wanted. They were hungry, and Krishna and Balaram, they were hungry, and they didn't go personally, but Lord Krishna told His friends to go and ask food from these brahmanas. And in that way, He was testing the brahmanas also, how much they have understood the real purpose of sacrifice, whom they are performing. And we know that how these brahmanas miserably fail into this test. Lord Krishna was testing them, but they failed. And they were just engrossed into the rituals. And that also we can see sometimes devotees also are busy with so many rituals and activities, and sometimes they tend to neglect devotees, that somebody comes and asking for some service or something, they will not allow them to come here, or even children especially. Children are not allowed to enter into deity room, or many areas they are not allowed. So there is a lot of apprehension against children. But if one can see that they are the future leaders ultimately, they will, they have to be trained. They may not be aware of basic things. They may be doing their childhood activities. But if they are trained properly, they can become great leaders of their society. And similarly, when we deal with people, new people especially, we think that, oh, this, they ask too many questions, or we don't want to go into details to explain and take trouble that what are these activities, why we are performing these activities or celebrating festivals, and because somebody has to sit patiently and answer their question. So sometimes we tend to neglect children or new people, those who are, who maybe in the future can take up the process more seriously. And the purpose of all these festivals or is to attract new people, so that preaching is the ultimate goal in this ISKCON movement. But sometimes we tend to forget that. We want to keep everything clean, but somebody guest steps over certain things, we are very disturbed. So in that way, we have to see that we don't get deviated from our goal. People will make mistakes, and those who are in the moment, they should be tolerant. They should see that that is an opportunity, in fact, to give the message or to cultivate people. And therefore, one has to go quite deeper to reach the higher, the higher goal. One has to go deeper in his own consciousness. Otherwise, one will just remain engaged into routine activities. Every day the same things will go on. But unless we go deeper and try to understand, I will not be able to perceive the super soul in the hearts of other living entities. Super soul is there in the heart of all living entities. But we try to see selectively. We selectively only see, okay, these are devotees, these are non-devotees. And so in that way, our vision is limited. We see with our limited vision or conditioned nature. And here also in the purport, it is explained that just as a person with rose-colored glasses sees the entire world as rose color, a conditioned soul with mundane vision sees even God Himself as mundane and thus loses the opportunity to go back home, back to God. So, what does that make difference from an ordinary devotee or a neophyte devotee to that of a Uttam Adhikari, elevated soul, Mahabhagavat? Everyone is saying, neophyte devotee is also saying, and Mahabhagavat is also saying. So what is the difference? How they see at the things? So therefore, when a person is elevated, he will see from a different platform. He is not seeing them as ordinary living beings, but he has a different way of looking at the things. So therefore, in order to make advancement, one has to improve his vision. His vision has to be improved. Someone may think that how can we improve our vision? So it is very important that we try to improve our vision and not to see from our own conditionings, that we may see through our conditioned nature. He is the same devotee, he is sitting in Bhagavatam class so many years and dozing. Like that we may see, but from the higher perspective we can see on a different angle. That just see how much patient he is, and just see the steadiness. Every day he is coming and sitting and attending. He may not be able to understand. So how we look at the things makes a lot of difference. Otherwise we may get conditioned and we may find faults with the devotees. And that may actually obstruct our progress. And instead of making progress in spiritual life, we are not, we are going behind actually. In the beginning when somebody comes, then he is very careful with everyone. Devotees, Prabhu, Prabhu, give me some service. And ready to do some service, menial service, servant of the servant. But after coming, then Prabhu goes behind and he is ahead. And he is giving service to Prabhu. So, in that way, one may commit offenses. So therefore, one has to be very careful in even in the ordinary activities. And one has to really pray to the Supreme Lord to give us a pure vision to see. I am not able to see properly. That is my problem. And therefore, we chant the mantra, Om Agyana Timrandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Prabhe Namah. That by the mercy of spiritual master, one will be able to see properly. Chakshur Unmilitam, he is opening our eyes. His vision is very clear. And therefore he is able to give us the proper vision. So therefore it requires to get the association of such an elevated soul to make progress in spiritual life, to see things very clearly. Then everything will become clear. Because otherwise also we can see that here Lord Krishna and Balaram himself were requesting these brahmanas. But these brahmanas could not see beyond. They just saw them as an ordinary boys. They thought that he's a coward boy. Gwalbal, Vaishya, and Balaram as Kshatriya. From the external, we are brahmanas. We are superior. That kind of, some kind of pride they had developed. So they could not see that this could be the supreme personality of God. And our purpose of sacrifice is to please them. They are coming and they are asking. They just could not see that. And it is also obvious that without Lord Krishna giving that understanding, one will not be able to even understand the Supreme Lord, even He comes in front of us. Even the Supreme Lord may come in front of us, but the Supreme Lord does not give us the understanding, will not be able to understand. That is a defect in our vision. When we really pray to the Supreme Lord to give us understanding by which we will understand the hand of the Supreme Lord, then only by His mercy we'll be able to see clearly. Otherwise our vision is, as scientists say, that some photons are striking against our retina, right? And that is getting decoded or recorded as a vision through optical nerve, whatever it is going in the brain. So how can we understand what is real and what is unreal, or who is the Supreme Lord? So therefore, ultimately, unless the super soul gives us that indication, unless he sanctions, one will not be able to understand. Otherwise, we'll keep saying, as here it is explained, rose-colored glasses. Every day we'll keep on seeing the same things, and we develop that kind of conditioning. We do not go beyond that. So therefore, one has to improve his vision by going more deeper in one's devotional activities. And of course, by studying the scriptures, regular activities, whatever you are doing. Otherwise, those activities will become rituals. Even the chanting of the holy name, that is the ultimate sacrifice, it is explained, for Kali Yuga. And we may do it every day, but we may not get benefited if we are not properly taking shelter of the holy name. So therefore, what is our attitude ultimately? What is the purpose in which we are serving or doing our daily activities? That is important. Because that will be ultimately judged. What is the purpose in we are performing the activities? What is our attitude? Therefore, Srila Prabhupada at one place explains that the advancement in Krishna consciousness depends upon the attitude of the follower. What is the attitude? In what attitude you are performing? We are performing to become more servant of the servant. If that is our attitude, even one may get some position or something, but still, if he is maintaining the consciousness of being the humble servant of the servant, then he will make progress. Otherwise, little bit position and one servant goes down, he's cut. Servant of servant and then servant and then that also goes. So in that way one may lose a track. So therefore it is important that how we are careful in our daily activities. And here Lord Krishna was personally present 5000 years before, but how many could really understand Lord Krishna? Very few people could understand. Because Lord Krishna had covered himself with his yoga maya shakti. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga maya samavrata. Lord Krishna explains that I do not manifest to everyone. I cover myself with my yoga maya, internal potency. Avajananti ma mudha manushem tanumashrita. Those who are fools, they think that I have come as a human being. I have descended into this mortal world as an ordinary person, as a human being. Krishna may come as a human being, but he is still not a human being. He is not like our mortal body. He is not our Pancha Mahabhut. His body is completely spiritual. So therefore, it requires a little higher understanding to know this, to realize this fact. And therefore, these brahmanas, they could not understand because they were attached to these ritualistic activities. Their purpose was to get elevated to the heavenly planets. And here Lord Krishna was coming and giving them some higher understanding so that they can make tremendous progress just by offering little food to these children. They could have made tremendous progress, but because they were conditioned, they could not understand. And on the other hand, we will see in the future how their wives, they could actually give everything to these children. They brought all those offerings and gave to them. Because they had developed that attitude of devotion. Although they might not have realized that they are the supreme children. But somehow that service attitude was tremendous. They were some kind of devotion they had developed. Who are these children are there? Let us offer them. And in that way they made tremendous progress. And we can see that even when Lord Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was very young child, Nimai, he used to make a lot of fun with Brahmanas, especially on the bank of Ganges. These Brahmanas would be performing their daily activities, chanting Gayatri in Ganga. And Nimai would go below water and pull their legs and they would just fall in the water. So one may think that how these pranks Nimai is doing, how it is devotional activity, how is higher, is disturbing the Brahmanas. Brahmanas are supposed to be worshipped. But the purpose of all that chanting of Gayatri and all three Sandhya and everything was to ultimately give pleasure to the Lord. And here Lord Nima is taking pleasure and he is giving them also pleasure in a different way by disturbing them. He is pleased by these activities. He is just playing with those Brahmanas, making fun with them, stealing the offerings. These small girls, they would go with their offerings. And their purpose was to please the Supreme Lord or to get Supreme Lord as their husband. And here comes Nimai and eats away all the sandesh and rasgullas and spoils their offerings, and then they are disturbed. Apparently they may be disturbed, but Lord Krishna, Nima, is putting them into yoga maya. And in that way he would make so much fun with this, all these. And he was showing them that the purpose of all this is to please me actually. Because he was the Supreme Lord. And in that way he was taking great pleasure in spoiling their offerings and disturbing them. So, of course an ordinary child cannot do this. Because Nimai was a supreme child, supreme personality of Godhead. He could do that. They were making tremendous progress just by giving Nimai pleasure or being in that transcendental pastime. And on another occasion, there came one Brahmana. This Brahmana was a mendicant. He was wandering here, there. And he was worshipping his deity of Bal Gopal and Shaligram. And these deities he was hanging in his neck. And he was worshipping them. And whatever food he would get, he would eat that. And somehow there, by the will of the providence, he came at the house of Jagannath Mishra, where Naughty Nimai was there. And he came, and Jagannath Mishra welcomed him, because it is a duty of a grihastha to welcome brahmanas, receive them properly. And he was, he came, and he wanted to make an offering. He told that, "I eat only that which is offered to my deity, Bal Gopal. I don't eat anything else." So they said, "All right, no problem. We have our kitchen here. Shachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, they clean the entire kitchen. Because when offering has to be performed for the Supreme Lord, all the rituals, all the cleanliness standards have to be maintained. So, and in that time, during that time, there were more higher standards. We may not, even subtly also, a lot of things were checked properly. So they were very careful that all standards are taken care of. Everything is spick and span clean. And in that way, they made a proper place for that Brahmana, so that he makes cooking, and then he makes proper offering to the Lord, and then he eats. Then, when he has eaten, then Jagannath Mishra will be completely satisfied. Brahmana is happy in my home. So in that way, they were making all the preparations, and this Brahmana, he cooked rice, and then he was making all the offerings, all the paraphernalia, everything was organized. And then he was chanting those mantras to invite the Supreme Lord. There are particular meditations during bhoga offerings that when somebody is chanting, one should mentally invite the Lord that please come and take offering. That is a meditation. Pujaris should be doing that. So he was very careful. He was inviting the Supreme Lord in his meditation so that he accepts the offering. And here comes Nimai, God Hari, clothed in four directions, anointed with dust all over his body, and goes straight in front of this Brahmana and puts his hand in the rice and starts eating. As soon as this Brahmana sees, he starts shouting. What he shouts? Hi, hi.
You start shouting that, oh, child has spoiled my offering, this small child. Because as soon as somebody eats, it is contaminated. Even therefore, pujaris are very careful washing the pots. they don't want anyone to come till the all pots are emptied. Otherwise, there is a big queue. So they have to be very careful even after the offering. But here is Nimai putting his hand into rice and eating, and he considers that as contaminated. Everything is contaminated now. His bhoga offering plate, he has eaten. Oh, the place is contaminated now. So he becomes very disturbed. But he doesn't beat the child. Jagannath Mishra comes, his father comes, and he wants to beat the child. He says that, why you have come here, and raising his hand. Brahmana stops him. Please don't beat him. He's just a small child. What does he know? What is right and what is wrong? So somehow that he stops him from beating, and then they decide that the Nimai will go to the next neighbor's home. He goes to the neighbor's home. Mother Sachi carries him in her arms. And then there are ladies in the neighborhood. They are talking to Nimai that, why you are spoiling the offering? Why you are eating the food from this unknown Brahmana? You may lose your caste. So he says that, I am a coward boy. And I eat food from the hands of Brahmanas. And he was revealing his own identity, that he Brahmana called him. He came because Brahmana called him. He was telling indirectly that he is the Supreme Lord and he is the ultimate goal of worship. And he is the bhokta of that offering. But still, because he had covered them under the spell of Yoga Maya, they could not understand. They thought that he is just a small, talkative child. He is just talking something. And in that way, they kept him busy. And here, Jagannath Mishra, in a great tragedy, holding his head in his hands, sitting on the ground. And then again, some other... He requested, please, if you consider me as your servant, he's telling Brahmana, that if you consider me as your servant, please cook again. That was the etiquette that Brahmana is worshipped so much in those days. And then he requests him to make an offering again. And to make an offering again means to clean everything, to gather all the paraphernalia and clean up everything. So somehow the Brahmana agrees, and again he starts making an offering. And again, when second time, again he puts everyone, all these ladies in Yoga Maya, and then again he comes and again he eats the offering. So in that way he spoils the offering two times. And third time, Vishwaroop he comes, Nimai's elder brother, and then he requests that please make an offering again. And just while looking at Vishwaroop, the Brahmana melts completely. He understands that he is a very elevated soul. And then third time they had locked Nimai in some separate room, but he puts everyone into the Yoga Nidra, under the spell of mystic slumber, sleep. Everyone was sleeping. I hope everyone is awake now. So in that way, he puts them under the Yoga Nidra. And then again he comes. And again he spoils the offering. And Brahmana again shouts, but nobody is there to hear. because everyone is sleeping.
Mm.
So in that way, then he reveals. In fact, then Nimai reveals that he is not an ordinary child. He is a supreme personality of Godhead. He reveals his Ashtabhuja form.
Mm.
And in that way, this Brahmana goes into ecstasy. He was chanting and dancing, Jai Bal Gopal, Jai Bal Gopal. He was just in too much of ecstasy. And then Nimai cautions him that, please don't tell this to anyone. Because if you tell anyone, I will kill you. He tells him. So just keep it yourself, this most wonderful secret. And then this Brahmana, every day comes. Somehow he doesn't leave Navadvip. Every day would come and take darshan of Nimai, understanding that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So without the Supreme Lord giving us understanding that he is the Supreme Lord, one will not be able to understand that the Supreme Lord is standing in front of us. So therefore, when our eyes become anointed with devotion, Yama Shama Sundaram Achanta Guna Swarupam, then one will be able to see the Supreme Lord. Then one will not see this is an ordinary marble deity. One will see that here the Lord is standing in front of my eyes. Pratima Nahi Tumi Sakshat Rajendra Nandan. He is the Supreme Lord standing. He is understanding all our feelings. He knows each and every devotee by their names. He knows each and every devotee, their problems, their level of advancement. So if we develop the proper mood of the servant of the servant, Trunadapi Sunichena, then we'll attract the mercy of the Supreme Lord. That the Supreme Lord will reveal. So therefore, we have to pray to the Supreme Lord that we maintain our consciousness and improve our vision. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any comments or questions? It is late. Okay. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.